Hey, this is Kari Payton. I'm Cyborg from Teen Titans and Injustice 2.
And Ezekiel from The Walking Dead. And you're listening to The Night Nerd. So keep listening.
Also, booyah! Because I'm schizophrenic.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Tuesday, so we're going to talk some TV and movies. This past weekend, we lost the great Anthony Bourdain. It is a huge loss and really sad. But in his fashion, we are going to celebrate food and celebrate cooking and just everything like that. We looked at some great cooking video games yesterday. We have a special guest coming on the show later this week. And yeah, just really a whole lot of good things coming up. So today we're going to look at the top five cooking films. Now, if you, I know some of you aren't going to agree with me on this. So please let me know your thoughts. You can email us nightnerd@thenightnerd.com or find us on social media. And we'll give you all those links at the end of the show. But number five is going to be No Reservations. This had Catherine Zeta-Jones and Aaron Eckhart, came out back in 2007. It's when Aaron Eckhart was really just kind of everywhere and doing everything. He would go on to do Meet Bill in the Dark Knight the next year. He had just done The Black Dahlia and Thank You for Smoking. You know, he was the go-to guy. I mean, then a couple of years later, he had Battle for Los Angeles and that all. We all know how that worked out. But Abigail Breslin is in it. It's about a cook, Catherine Zeta-Jones, who her sister dies in a car accident, and she's forced to take in her niece, who is Abigail Breslin, and to help ease some of that, her boss brings in Aaron Eckhart as a new chef. And I mean, it's pretty predictable. You know, you can guess what's going to happen just by looking at the poster or what I've just told you. I don't think it's a spoiler when, hey, they end up together, but there's some really cool kitchen scenes, some really cool cooking stuff, and it's just a really enjoyable movie. I mean, it also has Patricia Clarkson, Zoe Kravitz, John McMartin, a lot of people in it that are really good, and it's one of those, you know, if you're hanging out on a date or something and just want to watch a nice little fun movie, this is a great, great movie for that. It's loving in all the right places, and like I said, the cooking moments are a whole lot of fun. Number four is going to be Burnt. This is a Bradley Cooper movie that came out back in 2015. And this, rumor has it that a lot of this was based on Anthony Bourdain's life. Not all of it, but little moments and stuff. Bradley Cooper is a chef who has a huge drug and alcohol problem, and to the point where it causes the restaurant he works at to be closed down, and he feels guilty, and so he goes to America, because the restaurant's in London. He goes to America, and he's going to shuck a million oysters in New Orleans. That's his, like, punishment. And when he's done, he goes back and he tries to get the gang back together. And he does some of them real dirty and almost kind of tricks them to get back in. But and a lot of times he's a jerk. And you, as the movie goes on, you see him become more human, you know, regret the way he lived and the way he did things and the way he treated people. And ultimately, you know, everybody does kind of come back together. And yeah, really sweet moments at the end. It gets kind of harrowing. There's a whole lot that goes on in it. For it to only be an hour and a half, you have a lot of things. But the cast alone is worth watching. You know, aside from Bradley Cooper, you have Sienna Miller, Omar Sy, Daniel Brühl, Alicia Vikander, Matt Reeves, Uma Thurman, Emma Thompson, Lily James. Lots of great people in it. And yeah, it's interesting, especially knowing Bourdain and his attitude, and not Bourdain. It's also, parts are him, but then other parts are, blanking on his name, the Hell's Kitchen guy. and that's who, you know, they kind of pull parts from all of these people. And if you are somebody who watches things, Gordon Ramsay, that's his name, who knows these chefs and everything, you can see little bits of them in it. Number three is going to be Waiting. This is a phenomenal movie. We talked about it a few weeks ago when we did Ryan Reynolds Week. It's not high-end cooking like the other ones we talked about. It's just basically kind of like an Applebee's type place and all the shenanigans that go on in there. Ryan Reynolds, Justin Long, Anna Faris, Luis Guzman, Chi McBride, everybody, all sorts of great. Andy Milonakis, Emmanuel Cherokee, Dane Cook, lots of people in it. It is kind of immature and gross out humor, but it's funny. If you're a fan of any of those people, you know, Anna Faris, Justin Long, Ryan Reynolds, they tend to kind of make the same vein of comedy. Check it out. It's really, really great and really funny. There's some great quotes and great scenes. And it's an interesting study of the restaurant industry and like where people are and how they get there and where they want to be. So there's a lot more going on than just, you know, the gross jokes and things like that. It's worth checking out for sure. I don't know. I think you'll enjoy it. Number two is going to be Ratatouille. This was also a 2007 film. It is a Pixar movie, Disney Pixar. And it's about a little rat who wants to be a chef. And, you know, rats aren't chef. But he's able to control this human chef and do all these weird things. The cast, again, if you want to talk about a great cast, I mean, Patton Oswalt, Ian Holm, Lou Romano, Brad Garrett, Janine Garofalo, Brian Dennehy, Peter O'Toole, Will Arnett, James Remar, John Ratzenberger, Brad Bird, all sorts of people in it. This movie, I'll admit, I didn't see when it came out in theaters, and I feel bad, because it's a phenomenal, phenomenal film. And if you want something that really does some cool cooking and cooking scenes and food things, you know, this is definitely one, probably more so than a lot of them. Won all sorts of awards. You know, it won at the Academy Awards, it won Best Animated Feature, but it was nominated for Screenplay, Score, Editing, and Mixing. At the Annie Awards, it also won Best Animated Feature. It's one of, at the Art Directors Guild, Boston Society, British Society, all these places, it's just kicking butt and taking names, and rightfully so. It is really good and really sweet. I mean, all the Pixar movies are, well, almost all the Pixar movies are really good, and this one just continues that tradition, and the dynamics and the stereotypes and everything that it plays with and has fun is, yeah, definitely worth a watch. I mean, I'm sure most people have seen it. I think out of all the movies we've talked about, it was the highest grossing by far. None of the other ones even broke like 50 million. Oh, no, No Reservations did 90. But it did 620 million. So most everybody's seen it. But if for some reason you haven't, go watch it. Or even if you have, go back and revisit it, because it holds up and it's really good. But the number one food movie in my mind is Chef from 2014. This is written, produced, directed, and starring Jon Favreau and so many other people. You have Sofia Vergara, John Leguizamo, Scarlett Johansson, Oliver Platt, Bobby Cannavale, I always get his name wrong, Dustin Hoffman, Robert Downey Jr., and even Franklin from Franklin's Barbecue and down in Austin. It's about a guy who was this big, fancy chef, you know, did all the known around the world, but gets in a fight on Twitter and leaves his job because he has this breakdown and everything, and opens up just a food truck and travels around. Not only is this a great movie just on principle, like just on face value, but supposedly that Jon Favreau, this was kind of his answer to, you know, he co-created the MCU and done these big multi-million dollar movies that did all this stuff. And so he wanted to, you know, see what it was like to go back and do kind of a indie movie. And much like his character in the movie, who is, you know, this world-renowned chef, who, the guy who cooks for Iron Man or something like that, goes and just makes a food truck. Really, really great. I'm pretty sure it's still on Netflix. If not, it's worth a buy. Highly recommend it. Its soundtrack is great. Acting's great. Directing. Everything about it is a wonderful, wonderful film. So you should go see it. Enjoy it. Let me know what you think. Like I said earlier, you can email me or you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, everywhere. Just look for The Night Nerd. We're out there and we'd love to hear from you. Yeah, if whatever you're listening to, sorry, had a little brain hiccup there. Click that little subscribe button. That way you get all the shows, not just this one, but Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, and DC Animated Adventures. Good things going on everywhere. Before we leave, I do want to say, if you are, like, since we are talking about Anthony Bourdain and stuff, if you do suffer from depression, if you do feel, you know, suicidal thoughts, if you do feel alone, anything like that, you're not. You can call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255, and they will, you know, help you out. Friends, family, even us here on the network, you know, send us a message on Facebook, and I'll do whatever I can to help, because you're important, and every life is wonderful and worth living and amazing. So please remember that. But until next time, I'm Lance. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you then. I took a walk through this beautiful world. Felt the cool rain on my shoulder.